Welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. It's a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. It's great to have you on board.
She was so good, she was Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teenage love, I caught your wing last night, it's in my mind to wonder. You're such a groove. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. It's a program that explores the musical, the cultural, the historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board. I want to underline the musical category of psychedelia that was previously mentioned because that's what we'll be exploring today. We started that set with the purveyors of psychedelic folk rock, the Byrds from Los Angeles, California, with their iconic psych anthem, 8 Miles High, released back in 1966. The Byrds lineup included most notably Roger McGuinn, Gene Clark, David Crosby, and much later, Gram Parsons. Then we heard the 13th Floor Elevators from their psychedelic masterpiece, Easter Everywhere with Nobody to Love, a composition written by Elevators' lead guitarist, Stacy Sutherland, who died in the Houston neighborhood of Montrose in 1978. You can read all about this tragic episode in theragblog.com. Just Google it and look for the story titled Stacy and Bunny, a Montrose love story. Transparent Radiation is what we heard next by the Red Crayola, a Houston trio fronted by an eccentric raconteur named Mayo Thompson. Not only were the Red Crayola performance artists, but they were also a noise band before the term ever existed. Their humble beginnings can be traced back to the days at the University of St. Thomas in Houston. By the way, the harmonica you heard in the background was provided by none other than Rocky Erickson of the 13th Floor Elevators. The two bands were label mates who both recorded on Houston's now-defunct International Artists label. And we concluded that set with Doug Somm and the Sir Douglas Quintet from San Antonio with Mendocino, released in 1968. It's a track that was recorded while the band was living in exile in San Francisco. For your information, there's a definitive Doug Somm documentary that was released in 2015 titled Doug Somm and the Genuine Texas Cosmic Groove, and it's a must-see. It was produced by Texas music writer Joe Nick Potoski, and not only is it highly entertaining, ladies and gentlemen, but it's also informative for all you music buffs out there. It's certainly well worth the effort to locate a streaming platform where you could view it. You're listening to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great having you on board today.
Remains for vibrations echoes long ago. Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before, the days of ice. And of course, this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find the stars misplaced and the smell of a world that is burned. A smell of the world that is burned. Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe it's just a change of climate. I can dig it, baby. I just want to see. So where do I purchase my ticket? I just like to have a ringside seat. I want to know about the new Mother Earth. I want to hear and see everything. I want to hear and see everything. I want to hear and see everything.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. She sits aloft at perch, strangest color blue. Flying is forgotten now, thinks only of you.
She's going to fly away. Sadness is her own. A verse of a bath of tears and go home and go home.
Thank you. found your place at last. Then you need not use the looking glass.
Welcome back to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We began that set of music with Up From the Skies by the Jimi Hendrix Experience from their second album, Axes Bold as Love, released in 1967 in the United Kingdom and 1968 here in the United States. Baby's Calling Me Home by the Steve Miller Band is what we heard next, also released in 1968 from their debut album, Children of the Future. That composition was written by bandmate Boss Skaggs. Steve Miller and Boss Skaggs would first meet in the Dallas suburb of Plano, where they were both raised and attended high school. Then we heard Bluebird by Buffalo Springfield, whose membership included songwriters Neil Young, Richie Furey, and Stephen Stills. All three would continue to make an impact on popular culture after the demise of the band, with their songwriting skills, most notably with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the band Poco. And we concluded with Bubble Puppy from San Antonio with Hot Smoke and Sassafras from their one and only album, A Gathering of Promises, on Houston's International Artists label, released in 1969. The surviving members of Bubble Puppy now reside in Austin, where you can still catch them performing. You're listening to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. It's great to have you on board. And remember, you're always welcome to drop me a line on Twitter to say hello. That web address is twitter.com/KOOPKUPER.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Oh, moon of all above, now must say goodbye. With love, I'll get on my
girl. I tell you we must die. I tell you we must.
Thank you. Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? Me, sir, it's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to a dear friend of mine. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He or shoes and a big straw hat.
Well, welcome back to Reverberation here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that set of music with The Doors from their debut album. The track we heard was Alabama Song, also known as Whiskey Bar. The German cabaret composition Alabama Song, well, that was originally created in 1927 by lyricist Bertolt Brecht, and the music was composed by his writing partner, Kurt Weill. Bertolt Brecht lived in exile in the United States during World War II, but returned to Germany after the war. Kurt Weill also emigrated to the U.S. before the war and became an American citizen. However, Weill never returned back home to the fatherland. Summertime was what we heard next, as interpreted by San Francisco's Big Brother and the Holding Company, fronted by that great-great girl from Port Arthur, Texas, Janis Joplin. The composition was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1934 for the opera Porgy and Bess. And 99 and a Half Just Won't Do by Houston's Fever Tree from their debut album, followed Big Brother and the Holding Company. The track, written by Wilson Pickett and Steve Cropper, was originally recorded by Wilson Pickett and released in 1966. And we closed with The Velvet Underground from their first album, released in 1967. You know, the one with the artwork by Andy Warhol, with the banana on the front cover. We heard Waiting for the Man, a song written by Lou Reed, whose title was borrowed from a line in the William S. Burroughs novel, Naked Lunch. These guys were not your run-of-the-mill 1960s flower power rock and roll band. They were about 10 years ahead of their time with their edgier pre-punk sound. You're listening to Reverberation right here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great having you on board today.
anxious week telling you something's wrong. It's nature's week telling you in a song. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. And this very special psychedelic edition is what you've been listening to. We started that set with San Francisco's Jefferson Airplane with the title track from their fourth album, Crown of Creation, released in 1968. The composition was written by the late Paul Kantner and was based on the end-of-the-world novel The Chrysalids by English science fiction writer John Wyndham. Then we heard Houston's Lost and Found, a band with a definitive affinity for their label mates, the 13th Floor Elevators, from their one and only album, Everybody's Here. We heard the track Let Me Be, written by Mr. Jim Frost. And we closed with the Los Angeles band Spirit with the track Nature's Way, released in 1970 from their psychedelic swan song, The 12 Dreams of Dr. Zardonicus. The band borrowed the album title from a 1961 Grade B horror movie. I'd like to tell you that you've been listening to Reverberation right here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. My name is Coop Cooper, and I've been your host for the past hour. It was great having you on board today. Be sure and join me next month for another program where we examine the musical, historical, and cultural aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. Please visit the HMS website to confirm the date and the time. That address is hmsnetradio.org. And remember, you're welcome to visit me on Twitter to say hello if you do have the inclination. That address is twitter.com/KOOPKUPER. Until next time.